At this point, what's your take in terms of optimal hormonal therapy for ER-positive postmenopausal patients upfront?
The current data would indicate that for most women, anastrozole should probably be first line. I think we need more data on letrozole. I think there are some lower risk women who would do just as well by switching, but that's my current take.
Let's talk a little about data as it relates to switching. We've had a complete new data set presented in the last San Antonio meeting, the German-Austrian combined analysis looking at switching from tamoxifen to anastrozole. There was also an update on the IES study looking at switching from tamoxifen to exemestane. Can you talk about those two data sets and what that looks like?
Yeah, again, the two studies are inordinately difficult to compare. IES, 44.2% of women node positive and 32.7% got chemotherapy. The Austrian and Italian study, 25.9% of patients had positive nodes, but none of them got chemotherapy. And the majority of those patients were grade 1 and grade 2. So perhaps not surprisingly, the Italian and Austrian study with anastrozole showed quite a marked benefit with a hazard rate for breast cancer events of 0.6 and a mortality hazard ratio of 0.76, almost reaching statistical significance. But my concern is that I think a lot of those patients in the United States would have got chemotherapy. I think therefore that their benefits from switching would have been slightly less. So my original view when I saw the switching data was switching looks good. Upfront, anastrozole doesn't look as great. But now I've looked at the data a bit more critically. I think it's not quite as simple as that. And I think the two studies aren't that comparable, in fact.
Bottom line is, based on the data we have right now, if you see a postmenopausal woman with an ER-positive tumor comes to you, has been on tamoxifen for a couple of years, how do you approach that?
Generally, I think those women would benefit from switching. And I think you've got a choice what you switch to. You can switch to exemestane or you can switch to anastrozole. I think both of them are effective from the data I've seen. I think it's difficult from the data at the present time to do a direct comparison between the two studies. All we can say is that they're both effective.
Nothing really gross jumps out to me when I look at those two studies as them being that different.
Not different in terms of their benefit. They are different in terms of their population of patients. I mean, again, the only thing about the IES is we had the excess of myocardial infarction and it kind of fits in again with what we saw with letrozole. Now, what they did is they set their significance value at p equals 0.01, but in fact, their myocardial infarcts were a significance of p equals 0.02. So conventionally, that would be statistically significant. So we did see more myocardial infarcts with exemestane than with tamoxifen. Now, of course, there's two reasons for that. As we talked about before, tamoxifen is protective against myocardial infarcts. So what we might be seeing is just a tamoxifen preventative effect.
And I guess the other thing that came out with the IES study, there had been a lot of hope that exemestane might be bone protective, but it didn't really seem that way.
No, the bone subprotocols didn't show us any better than the other aromatase inhibitors in terms of protecting bone.